بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، أحياكم الله إخوتي الكرام، وأسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجعلنا وإياكم في هذا الشهر من المقبولين، وأن يجعلنا من عتقائه من النيران. لقد مضى أيها الكرام أكثر شهر رمضان، ونحن الآن في العشر الأخير منه، وهذا كله يدفع العبد إلى أن يتساءل: هل أحسن فيما مضى من صلاته وصيامه؟ هل اجتهد في قراءة القرآن وأحسن صلاة الليل؟ هل كان من المقبلين على أبواب البر؟ وهل كان من المجتهدين في فعل الخير؟ فإن كان قد اجتهد فيما مضى فليزد خيرا وفضلا، فإن فضل الله واسع. ومن كان مقصرا وفرط في الأوقات فليبادر بالإحسان فيما بقي، فإن العبرة بالخواتيم، وخصوصا أن هذه الليالي فيها ليلة عظيمة وهي ليلة القدر. من رزقها فقد رزق الخير، فهي ليلة خير من ألف شهر. على العباد أن يتنافسوا أشد التنافس، وليسارعوا وليبادروا إلى طاعة الله ورضوانه. ونبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يجتهد في هذه العشر ما لا يجتهد في غيره، كما قالته عائشة رضي الله عنها، وأنه كان يحيي ليله ويشد مئزره ويوقظ أهله. فعلى العبد أن يستغل هذه الليالي، كما أن عليه أن يطلب لولده ولأهله الخير، يوقظهم ويأمرهم بالصلاة بطاعة الله، لعلهم أن تصيبهم هذه الليلة فضلها وشرفها، ليلة القدر. فمن وفق لنيل هذه الليلة بالصلاة والذكر والقيام وفعل الخير فهو السعيد الرابح، ومن حرمها فهو الخاسر. وقد أشاد الله عز وجل في هذه الليلة بالقرآن، بل أنزل سورة كاملة وهي سورة القدر. وأنها سلام حتى مطلع الفجر من كثرة من يسلمه الله ويعتقه من النيران. وأخبر نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم أن من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، إيمانا أي بما أعد الله من الثواب للقائمين فيها، واحتسابا أي يحتسب الأجر من الله سبحانه وتعالى على طاعته وعبادته. فهذا من أعظم أسباب مغفرة الذنوب، ليلة واحدة تكون سببا في مغفرة ما تقدم من الذنوب في السنوات، هذا كله من فضل الله عز وجل على العباد. لذلك أمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث عائشة أن تقول في تلك الليلة: اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني، حتى يكتبه الله عز وجل ممن عفى عنه وغفر له في هذه الليلة المباركة. والحريص يجتهد في قيام العشر كلها، فإن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أخبر أن يتحراها المؤمن في العشر الأواخر من رمضان، وهي تتنقل في كل عام بحسب مشيئة الله وحكمته، فقد تكون في ليلة أو في عام في 21، وقد تكون في العام الآخر في 23، وهكذا تتنقل. ومن قام الأيام كلها حري أن يحوز أجرها، وسواء في الأشفاع أو في الأوتار، فلا تكسل عن أي ليلة من هذه الليالي، فقد تكون هذه الليلة سعادتك، ورحمة الله عز وجل تنزل بك ويعفو الله عنك، كيف وهي تعدل عمل 1000 سنة أو 1000 شهر، أي ما يقارب 83 سنة من الأعمال، عمر كامل، بل أزود من أعمار هذه الأمة أو غالبها. ولذلك نص شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله على أنها قد تكون في الأشفاع كما هي في الأوتار. لذلك قال رحمه الله تعالى: وإذا كان الأمر هكذا فينبغي أن يتحراها المؤمن في العشر الأواخر جميعه. من أعظم الأعمال التي على العبد أن يستغلها في هذا الشهر هو الرجوع إلى الله والإنابة إليه والتوبة، فكلنا مذنبون مخطئون، ولكن السعيد من رجع إلى الله وتاب واعترف بذنبه وندم على فعله. الله عز وجل يحب التوابين، يحب المتطهرين، ينادي عباده ويطلب منهم أن يرجعوا إليه وأن يستغفروه. وهذا نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم الذي قد غفر له ذنبه، يستغفر الله في المجلس الواحد أكثر من 100 مرة، فكيف بحالنا نحن الضعفاء الذين نخطئ في الليل والنهار؟ ولكن توبة الله أوسع ورحمته أعظم، فاجعل هذا الشهر شهر حياة جديدة لك مع الطاعة والبعد عن الذنوب والعصيان والتوبة إلى الله عز وجل الرحمن. وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون. استغلوا هذا الشهر فيما بقي في قراءة القرآن والذكر، وابتعدوا عن الملهيات وعن الهواتف التي تشغلنا وتأخذ أوقاتنا. من لم يختم القرآن فليدرك هذه الليالي، فإن المحروم من جاءه الشهر ولم يختم القرآن ولو مرة. استعينوا بالله عز وجل، واطلبوا من الله أن يعينكم على الطاعة، فإن الطاعة بيد الله وهو المعين عليها. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يعيننا وإياكم على الخير، وأن يرزقنا وإياكم العلم النافع والعمل الصالح. الله أعلم، صلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاكم الله خير جزا شيخنا على هذه الكلمات الطيبة، ونسأل الله أن يجعلها في ميزان حسناتكم يوم القيامة.
وإياكم.
ما يشكركم شيخنا. نعم أستاذ الشيخ حفظه الله، الشيخ خالد الظفيري، he began this kalima with خطبة الحاجة، the translation of which is: Indeed, we praise Allah. We need the praises for Allah. We praise Him. We seek His help. We seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah Ta'ala from the evil of our own souls and from the adverse consequences of our own bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah Ta'ala guides, there's none that can misguide him. And whomsoever Allah allows to go astray, there's no guidance for him. And I testify that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah, who is one having no partners. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the servant and the messenger of Allah. The Sheikh says, Hayakum Allah, may Allah Ta'ala extend your life and give you life, my brothers. We ask Allah Ta'ala to make us from those who within this blessed month of Ramadan, we are accepted and our actions are accepted, and that we are freed from the fire. When indeed the majority of this month, it has passed us by, the month of Ramadan. And now we are within the last 10 nights. And all of this makes incumbent upon the servant that he examine himself in relation to what has passed him by of this month, and how he utilized it and how he acted within it. He says, and so if he examines himself and he finds that and he has done well within the first portion of the month of Ramadan, then he increases within what remains from the month. He is to increase upon what he has already put forth and do more. And if he finds from himself that he has fallen short, then he is to hasten to do better in what remains from this month and seek the reward of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this is because the ibrah, yani that which is of primary importance as it relates to our actions, is their khawateem, is how they end, how we end them out. He says, and so within these last 10 of the month of Ramadan, there is a tremendous night, a night that is of great importance, and that is Layla al-Qadr, that night which whoever is given the success to catch it, then no doubt he has been given a great success. He has been given a great bounty. For this night, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned that it is better than 1,000 months. It's better than 1,000 months. So that if the individual catches this night, striving hard upon the obedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he will attain this great bounty. As our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, within these last 10 of the month of Ramadan, he will strive hard within them, with a striving the likes of which he did not strive in that which was other than it. As has come in the narration of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when the last 10 entered, he would tighten his mitzvah, he would tighten his lower garment. He would stay up for the majority of the night, and he would wake up his family, and he would wake them up, inciting them to take advantage of this important time frame, and waking up the children, commanding them with the salah and the pursuit of goodness, so that they can catch this noble and imminent night. And so this is what is incumbent upon us as well, that we do the same, that we wake up within these last 10 nights, we wake our families up and encourage them upon this goodness, so that we can all attain by way of that the abundant bounty that is contained within it. He says that, and whoever is granted the tawfiq to catch this night, then this individual, he has been given a tremendous bounty. Whereas whoever has been deprived of it, and that individual is truly in the state of loss. From the virtues of this night, Layla al-Qadr, is that Allah Ta'ala, he revealed regarding it an entire surah. A whole surah Allah Ta'ala sent down inside of his book, dedicated to speech regarding this night. It is Surah Al-Qadr. He says, and regarding this night, Allah Ta'ala informed us in it that salam, that peace and safety and security spreads throughout the night. Yani, this is due to individuals being freed from the hellfire upon that night. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, that whoever stands Laylat Al-Qadr, imana wa ihtisaban, gufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi. That whoever stands Laylat Al-Qadr, out of iman, out of faith, and anticipating the reward of Allah Azza wa Jal, he will have whatever has preceded of his sins to be forgiven for him. And when he said, out of iman, imanin, this means that believing in that which Allah Ta'ala has prepared, a reward for the one who does so. And when he says, ihtisaban, he says, this means seeking the reward of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that he has legislated or that he has set for those individuals who strive to catch Laylat al-Qadr. From the benefits that can be attained from that is the forgiveness of our sins. So look at this tremendous bounty, that this one night, if an individual were to catch that night, then he will attain by way of that the forgiveness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And this, no doubt, is better than 1,000 months. It is better than 1,000 months. And so, one should strive within these last 10, seeking to attain by way of that the bounty of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. Due to this, the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam commanded Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that if she witnesses Layla al-Qadr, if she catches Layla al-Qadr, then she is to say, Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbul afwa fa'afwani. O Allah, indeed you are al-afu, you are the pardoner, and you love to pardon, so therefore pardon me. So that one says this supplication and attains by way of that on Layla al-Qadr the pardon and forgiveness of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So the one who is truly diligent upon goodness, the one who truly desires good for himself, you will find this person striving within all of the last 10. All of the last 10 of the month of Ramadan, you will find him striving hard. Because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, seek it within the last 10. Meaning seek Layla al-Qadr within the last 10. And Layla al-Qadr, it actually moves. It rotates throughout these 10. So perhaps 1 year, it may be on the 21st. The following year, it may be on the 23rd, and so on and so forth. And it moves like this in accordance with the wisdom of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So the individual who stands all of the entirety of the month, yani, then he will surely catch Layla al-Qadr. Because it can either be on the even or the odd nights. It can either be on the even or the odd nights. So therefore the Shaykh, he says, don't be negligent of seeking after Layla al-Qadr, and thus be negligent of certain days, such that you only get up and pray on certain other nights. He says, and so, by way of this, you will attain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being bestowed upon you. For this night, as we mentioned, it is better than 1,000 months. It is better than all of these months. And 1,000 months is equivalent to approximately 83 years. And this is longer than the lifespan of the majority of this ummah, or many people amongst this ummah. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, he mentioned that Layl al-Qadr, it can possibly be on the even nights or on the odd nights. He says, so therefore, it is legislated in the sunnah, or since the affairs like this, that it is legislated for the believer that he be diligent in striving for all of the nights of the month of Ramadan, especially all of the nights of the last 10. And by way of that, he will attain what has been decreed or what has been stipulated in catching Layla al-Qadr. And from the greatest acts that one can engage in within these last 10 nights is al-inaba, is turning to Allah Ta'ala, returning to Him, repenting to Him, Azza wa Jal, within these last 10 nights. Because all of us are sinners. All of us are sinners. But the one who is truly sa'id, the one who is truly blessed, he is truly fortunate, is the one who turns to Allah Azza wa Jal in repentance. And the one who displays remorse over the sins that he fell into. And the one who strives to rectify his affairs. For Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He loves the Tawwabin. He loves those who turn to Him in repentance. And He loves those who purify Himself. And that He loves when His servants seek His forgiveness for the sins which they fell into. Due to this, we find the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than 100 times in one sitting. In one sitting, he would seek forgiveness of Allah azza wa jal 100 times. And this is the mention of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much more in need of that are we, with our deficient selves, our weak and impoverished selves? He says, so therefore, we commit sins by day and by night. So we are more in need of seeking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this manner. He says, nah. And so we should turn to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, seeking forgiveness for our sins, and turn to Him in repentance. Naam, as Allah Ta'ala says, O you who believe, repent to Allah, O you, O believers, so that perhaps you may attain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is incumbent upon us that we busy ourselves with the ibadah and the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within these last 10. And distance yourself from being distracted. Distance yourself from entertainment and play within these last 10, especially by way of these cellular devices which distract many of the people from the goodness and the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These things, they busy the people and distract them to the point that you find that a person will be so busy by way of their cell phone that perhaps they don't finish the Quran even once. They don't complete the Quran, not even once. He says, and so seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and turn to Him and ask Allah Ta'ala to grant you the success in completing this month. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to aid and assist all of us in the acquisition of khair. And ask Allah Ta'ala to grant all of us beneficial knowledge and righteous actions. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to grant us safety and security. Allah Ta'ala is best. The Shaykh concluded with this.